بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. We started yesterday with the surah, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, and that follows from Surah Tahrim, in which Allah Ta'ala discussed how the righteous woman remained steadfast on deen, though their husbands were so disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. And for all of us Muslims, male and female, particularly the females, we should take a lesson that how we should be steadfast on deen, even when there are adversities and are things which are going against us. And for that, in the next surah, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Allah explains His great qudrat, His great power. You just have patience and trust in Him and see what and what Allah Ta'ala will give. So further, Allah Ta'ala says, explaining His great qudrat, Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayat, jisne banaya marna aur jina. Allah is the one who has created death and has created life. This we don't think of also, but what a great, great, great creation of Allah Ta'ala. Not a person, it's no accident that kills a person, it's no bullet that kills a person, no sickness that kills a person. When maut is written, just then a person dies. Otherwise, how many people, with how many bullets he put in them, but they're still living and they carry on living. People with what sicknesses, but they still live. And when maut is written, then a person, nothing wrong with him, drinking a cup of tea and he falls down dead. And that is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. Such a creation that on the day of Qiyamah, when all the people of Jannat will be in Jannat, all the people of Jahannam will be in Jahannam, then maut will be brought in the form of a sheep and slaughtered. And then Allah will say, there's no more maut now. The people of Jannat forever in Jannat, no maut for them. And the people of Jahannam in Jahannam, and no more maut for them. So that is also a creation of Allah Ta'ala, and we have to, from there we can get some idea how great Allah is, that He created a thing like maut. And then hayat, life is also a thing which Allah created. How Allah has formed a baby in the womb of the mother, which takes about 4 months, just over 4 months to form. That is also very, very great Allah's creation. How Allah has made the eyes, the heart, the brains, all the organs of the body. It's really, in a sense, unbelievable. But we believe in it. 100% we believe in it. But it is too amazing for us to conceive. But then Allah put life in there. Without life, that baby is also, the eyes are useless, the heart is useless. Nothing can work without the ruh, life which Allah puts. And that life also, Allah is the creator of that life. So what a great creator is not Allah Ta'ala. How knowledgeable is not Allah in His creation. How powerful is not Allah in His creation. A thing important to notice here also, is Allah has mentioned maut before hayat. When we know the normal sequence is, first a person lives, then he dies. The reason for that is that we have come in this world not to live, or rather to say not to live it up, but we have come to die, or rather to say we have come to prepare for death, for our eternal life. We are just here temporarily. That's why Allah has mentioned maut first, that we must not think life is everything of this dunya. We have come to prepare for our eternal life of the year after. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا تَاكِ تُمْكُ جَانْچِ كَوْنْ تُمْمَ أَچْحَا كَرْتَا هِ كَامْ. And all this Allah has done, this great creation of this baby, the human being, putting life in that child. The brains are useless without life. Anything, one person who has died, they take out his heart and transplant it in somebody else. When that person without life, that heart was useless. But it's transplanted in somebody else who has got life, ruh in him, it works there. Eyes are grafted from one person to another person. This person who hasn't got life in him, the eyes cannot see. When they are put into, grafted into a person that has got life, they start seeing. So that is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And we cannot exhaust the subject. Nobody can exhaust it. So Allah Ta'ala says the reason for all this is to test you, who of you does the best of a'mal. All this whole exercise of the creation of the heavens and the earth and all this thing is to see who will do the best of a'mal. Yeah, one thing important to note, Allah did not say that I'm testing you to see who will accumulate the most wealth, who will become the most famous, who will be the most healthiest. None of those things. Who is the one that lives it up as much as possible in this dunya? No, Allah wants to see who will do the best a'mal. And then again, Allah did not say that Allah wants to see who does the most a'mal. Most of us are impressed when a word quantity. If a person, for example, on any night, big nights, he makes the whole night ibadat, we all will be very impressed. But for example, he did it without wudu. What is the use of it? Nothing whatsoever. And one person who makes 2 rakats of namaz, but with full concentration, devotion, and that, the 2 rakats are much more valuable. So it is quality that Allah wants to see, not so much quantity. Quality must be there. And normally we don't think of quality. We think more of quantity. We just made our Fajr namaz. Who of us thought of the quality of our namaz now? Whether this namaz was thrown back to on our face like a dirty black rag, or whether it was accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Our minds don't go to that. Yes, we came to the masjid, we made namaz. Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept from all of us, inshallah. But the quality of our namaz, we are not concerned about that. So Allah says that He has done all this to test us. Who of us will do a'mal and the quality in a'mal. And then again Allah ends the ayat so beautifully, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ or وَهُوَ زَبَرْدَسْتْ هَيْ بَخَشْنِ وَعَلَىٰ. And Allah is the all-powerful. He could have punished us terribly for what wrong we have done, but at the same time He is most forgiving also. Just turn to Him and repentance. Ask Him to forgive, and Allah is ever ready to forgive. No husband can forgive his wife how Allah forgives. No father can forgive his son how Allah Ta'ala forgives. Allah Ta'ala forgives very greatly. A beautiful example our Shaykh gives on this, that if the lion is sleeping in a jungle and a rabbit is running, and by mistake it puts its... If the lion was running and the rabbit was sleeping, and the lion puts its leg on the rabbit, and the rabbit said, "Don't worry, I forgive you today." What is the worth of that forgiveness? What can the rabbit do to the lion? It can't harm the lion in the least bit. But if the lion was sleeping and the rabbit was running, and he puts his leg on the lion and the lion says, "I forgave you," then that is worthy to appreciate. So Allah, what is one lion? Allah's power is so great, and Allah says, you did so much wrong to me. You broke my commandments so much, but you just asked me for forgiveness and I will forgive you. So Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah open. From this ayat, a person might get frightened. Allah is so powerful. He has created us just for akhirah, and I've wronged Allah so much. But Allah says, just ask me for forgiveness and I will forgive you. May Allah give us tawfiq of repentance and correcting our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.